Breathe it in. It is another day. Congratulations. I made it, you made it, and here we are. Wherever you are in the world, wherever you are in the day, it's time to stop, reflect, appreciate, and enjoy this day. So here I am, just starting my day here in South Florida, Boca Raton, doing my morning ritual, my morning walk to the beach and back, listening to some amazing audios. Today, I'm not even listening to them at fast speed. I'm slowing them down and listening to one of my favorite books in all of my collection. And it's by Wayne Dyer. It's called Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life. And it's him going through the Tao Te Ching line by line. There's, what, 84 chapters, but it's a brief book, but it's full of wisdom. So I'm listening to that book on audio through Audible. Wayne Dyer, Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life. And normally I listen to it at 3x speed, but I've listened to it so many times over and over, I wanted to slow it down. So I'm listening to it, I don't even know at what, 1.5 or 2x speed, but it's a beautiful start to the day. So wherever you are in the world, yeah, Tom, you live in the beach, you know, you can walk to the beach. I don't have a beach near me. That's okay. Wherever you are and wherever we go and wherever we travel, it's simple to head in one direction for a half an hour. Set your timer. When that buzzer goes off, turn back and head back. An hour walk in the morning gets you prepared to have an awesome day. And as a matter of fact, it already is. Like, after you complete what many call the hour of power, your day's already off to an amazing start. You got your fresh air. You've got your body moving. You've got your mental clarity. You've got your mind going and preparing for the rest of the day. So the day starts off successful. Kelly, what's up, man? Joy, what's up? Good to have you here. I hope all is well. But you know, hey, this is just something I do, not just when I'm here, but when I'm away. I want to get my morning started with that morning walk, with that hour of power. When you do that, it sets your day up for success. It's so simple, yet so vital. And if you study some of the most successful people in the world and study their rituals and routines, you'll see that many of them embrace an hour of power in the morning. So there it is. Nothing beyond that. Just enjoy the day. Create a day. And create some rituals that set your day up for success, whatever that means for you, whatever that is for you. There's some people like Zig Ziglar and Brian Tracy. Zig, rest in peace, he's no longer here, but he had a morning ritual where he would read and write for a couple hours, as does Brian Tracy. Jasmar, just did your walk, Lakeside, there you go. See, the hour of power in motion there. Good to see that. Jack, what's up? Things are good, man, it's been a while. Hope all is well in your world. We all have these 24 hours each day, and if you can just dedicate that first hour to your time, you know, not jumping up reactively, the alarm clock going off, and you racing, getting your teeth brushed, your clothes on, and racing to the traffic jam on your way to work, get up a little bit earlier and have some you time. Create that hour of power where you can go on a walk, where you can get your body motion, you can get that breathing going, you get mentally stable, physically activity going, you get emotionally set up for an amazing day. So in these 24 hours, a lot of people are like, well, I'm too busy. The ironic part is when you craft and create that hour in the morning, you're more energetic for the rest of the day. So if you're too busy, then it's kind of a must that you want to say, hey, if nothing changes, nothing changes. Or if you don't have that much energy, like, man, I need to get that extra sleep. This hour in the morning of getting your body moving and taking that time for yourself gives you more energy, gives you more clarity, gives you more to give to the rest of the day. It sets you up, kind of like charging your phone. Waking up with a half full phone isn't going to do you good. You want to have that charged fully. This gets you charged up and ready for the day. And for clients that I've worked with around the world that didn't have that they do it, it's like, holy cow, it's so simple, yet I didn't do it. Now that I do it, I feel weird when I don't do it. Like, it's something I look forward to. So there you go. Little morning inspiration from the beach. Nothing new, nothing earth-shattering, yet still a lot of my friends don't do this. And when you do it and make a commitment, make it consistent, it changes everything. So my day already is a success, and guess what? I've got some amazing appointments and some amazing tasks to get done this morning that are in preparation for this upcoming month. That's just, you know, I'm excited to dig into the work that I have today, the conversations I'm gonna have today, the impact that I'm gonna have today. And it starts with this morning hour of power. All right, I'll talk with you soon. Hope all is well. If you've not gone yet, go to yourbestawaits.com. I have some free gifts there for you. Some are mentioned, some are not mentioned. Go to yourbestawaits.com. Get the free gifts that you'll see and hear about there. But there's more to come that I don't mention that give me a little hint. It's a lot more. So go to yourbestawaits.com for more. I'll chat with you soon. Make today great. Todd Brown, what's up, man? Long time no chat. It's funny. We have friends in the South Florida area that are just a short drive away, and we see each other around the world. We don't see each other here that much. Todd, I would love to have a chat with you in the upcoming days and weeks. Hope all is well. Been loving your value that you're providing to the marketplace, as always. And there it is, man. It's been a while, but life is good. Good to see you here. Let's have an awesome day. Miss you too, my friend. All right. Make today great. I'll talk with you soon. Bye for now.